All right. And we're at the Ohio State Fairgrounds for Stand Up for Ohio, the festival here. What is your name?
Hi, my name's Christine Kozabarich, and I'm with Ohio Communities United.
I like the sound of that when I walk past your table because of the idea of building alliances.
Absolutely. We are a statewide organization working for social and economic justice in Ohio's communities.
So who are some of your partners?
Well, we are not in and of itself a coalition. We're just getting started, but we're bringing together folks from communities across Ohio to let their voices be heard on issues that are important to them. And we're here today at the Stand Up for Ohio Festival to urge folks to vote no on Issue 2 as well as Issue 3, which is the effort to repeal the health care reform law that's going to be on the ballot this November 8th. Issue 2 is the Senate Bill 5 campaign. It's the issue is Issue 2 on the ballot, and it's a no vote in order to repeal Senate Bill 5, and it's a no vote in order to keep the health care law intact. So no on 2, no on 3.
So what do you think of the potential for connecting, for building alliances based on both environmentalism and social justice?
I think that there are great opportunities out there. I think that that's, you know, a really good way for people to come together who care about progressive issues. And I think sometimes we get so entrenched in our own issue that we're working on in the moment that we don't step back and see how it's connected to things that other people are working on. And in fact, when we come together, with more people, we have that much more power and our voice is that much louder.
What do you think some of the things are that challenge building alliances?
Well, again, I mean, I think that people care very deeply about whatever issue it is that they're working on, and they want to make sure that they achieve success in whatever they're working on. And I think folks sometimes feel that it gets muddy to bring more than one issue into something. But again, really, as Ohioans, we're not one-issue people, right? We all need health care. We all need good jobs. We all need safe, secure communities. We all need a healthy environment to live in and raise our children in. So, you know, as communities, we're not one-issue communities. As Ohioans, we're not one-issue people. So it really makes sense to come together.
Well, what do you think of the idea of presenting the idea of alliances? And there will be some people who say, no, I need to focus and have more an impact if I focus. But there will probably be some people, at least some people who relate to that idea and then find ways to build alliances.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't force anyone to work together with anyone else. You know, that's just how it is. But I think the more people you do bring together, even if it is around one issue, the more chance you have to make connections.
It seems that issues can divide people. That sometimes a lot of people can have common cause on economic issues, for example, but be divided along such things as race or religion or ethnicity or sexuality. You know, those wedge issues that it's sort of a divide and conquer approach. Meanwhile, we're not paying attention to a broader process, which is sort of affecting all of us, but we're lashing out at each other.
Absolutely. And I think what's so cool about something like what we're doing today here at the Stand Up for Ohio Festival is that it is an opportunity for people who may not understand how they're connected to somebody else who they may see as an other. Bringing them together around one thing and seeing that we're in fact all in this together, you then have the chance to learn from each other and broaden your horizons.
Where are you from? Are you in Columbus here?
Yeah, I'm from Columbus, and we have an office here in Columbus, and we also have an office in Cuyahoga County.
Do you have meetings?
We do. We are not quite at the point where we have a regular meeting schedule, but if folks are interested in learning more about our organization, they can contact me directly at christine@ohunited.org.